Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio is being brought to you by
WPGW AM and FM Portland.
I'm Rob Weaver with WPGW Radio. You're also listening on FortRecoveryRadio.com. And you can also view the game on the National High School Radio Network, the National High School TV Network, National Federation. Fort Recovery and Marion Local tonight here in high school girls basketball, part of the State Route, Battle of the State Route 119 tournament, which is going on this week, involving St. Henry, Marion Local, and Fort Recovery. Last night, Marion Local and St. Henry played in the varsity boys game. St. Henry rolled up 76 points to win by a score of 76-66 over Marion Local. And the girls game, it was St. Henry squeaking by Marion Local 45-43. So that was the action from last evening. Coming up here tonight, it's Marion Local and Fort Recovery and girls basketball first, followed by the boys game, starting for the Fort Recovery Lady Indians, will be Carly Niekamp, along with Callie Wendell. Also starting is Sage Luthold. Also for the Indians, it's going to be Kennedy Mullenkamp and also McKenna Hillskamp. Those are your starters for Fort Recovery. See, Marion Local has Allison Dirksen out there, along with Nora Eckstein, who's going to be jumping center for them. Here's the tap, and it does go to Fort Recovery to start the game. Carly Niekamp over to Kennedy Mullenkamp on the right. Now on the wing to Carly. Carly drives baseline, puts it up, missed. Rebound Marion Local. Maya Eckstein picks down the rebound for the Lady Flyers. Over on the left, back out top. Back on the left wing with the ball there is Audrey Winner. Back around the horn, over on the right side. Passing off top of the key to Audrey Winner again. She'll pass over on the right side to Allison Dirksen. Dirksen dribbling now, almost threw it away, but picking it up was Nora Eckstein. Eckstein goes on the left to Kate Ashman. Ashman tosses inside, and it's up and good by Allison Dirksen. So Dirksen gets the first blood of the game, first points, and it's 2-0. Marion Local in the lead here in the first quarter, brought to you by Calp Pharmacy. And there's a collision between Callie Wendell and one of the Marion Local players. Kennedy Mullenkamp picked up the ball, fired the shot up there from about 20 feet away, and it's no good. Rebound Marion Local. Here come the Lady Flyers, and a foul is called on Kennedy Mullenkamp. Eric Catterly is our studio producer back at the radio station. I'm Rob Weaver here at the Fortside Fieldhouse. Free throw is up and good by Marion Local's Audrey Winner. She has one more. Foul was whistled on Fort Recovery's. That's not right. I'll have to figure out who that was. Second free throw is good. That makes a score 4-0. Marion Local, and they steal the ball on the press. Up and good. Nora Eckstein steals the basketball and lays it in. Her first basket of the evening. And it's now 6-0. Down comes Fort Recovery. Callie Wendell back out to Kennedy Mullenkamp. Kennedy at the center circle now. Dribbles to the right, back to the left. Works against Marion Local's Nora Eckstein. Here's Callie Wendell with the ball. She'll pass over here to McKenna Hillskamp, back on the left to Kennedy Mullenkamp. Don't forget, Cal Pharmacy has a handicap medical equipment center here in the Fort Recovery Industrial Park. Anything you need regarding handicap medical equipment, they have it right here in Fort Recovery at the Fort Recovery Industrial Park. Stop by and check out their selection. Callie Wendell fires a three, no good, off the back of the rim. Rebound comes to Marion Local. Getting the board was Nora Eckstein. Here come the Lady Flyers, already leading 6-0 in this game. Over on the left corner, here's a drive to the hoop. Up no good. Rebound, Kennedy Mullenkamp. into the hands of Carly Niekamp. Niekamp to McKenna Hillscamp. She'll pass down low to Sage Luthold, up and no good. Missed the shot. Rebound Carly Nichols inside. Oh, can't get it to go down. Rebound Sage Luthold, no good. Rebound Marion Local. Finally coming down with the board for the Flyers was Nora Eckstein. Right side it goes to Marion Local's Ava Unrest. Over on the left wing, back out to the top, underneath, up and good. Allison Dirksen getting a shot. Nice pass into her there, right underneath the basket, and she lays it in pretty much from straight on. It's 8-0, Marion Local with the early lead. Fort Recovery's in big-time trouble here, and there's a foul going to be called on Ava Unrest, as she could not let her momentum keep her from bumping into Kennedy Mullenkamp. Here comes the inbounds pass from Carly Niekamp to Kennedy Mullenkamp now. Back out, Carly Wendell. Here's Niekamp dribbling, free throw line. Right side, McKenna Hillscamp, three-point shot. Good. She banks it in and had to chuckle to herself as she headed down the court. But, hey, we'll take it. It's 8-3 now. Lady Indians cut the lead to 5 points. Right side for Marion Local, Nora Eckstein. She tries to go in along the lane. It's tipped away, and here's McKenna Hillscamp laying it up and in. And just like that, the Lady Indians have cut the lead to 8-5 after trailing 8-0. Bringing it up is Ava Unrest. Unrest down the lane and good. Nobody stepped up to stop her. She just rode right down the middle of the lane and right head on shot the layup. 10-5, Lady Indians down by 5. Kennedy Mullenkamp right side over to McKenna Hillscamp. Here's Carly Niekamp. She feeds off to Carly. Carly Niekamp up no good, and there's a foul called on Fort Recovery on the rebound. Sage Luthold picks up the foul, her first. And some subs coming in for Marion Local. Here comes Natalie Evers in, and leaving will be Nora Eckstein. I think somebody else might have come in too. Yes, Kate Ashman came in also for Marion Local. Right side corner shot, no good. Rebound Marion Local back up and no good. And a foul's called as Ava Unrest is fouled on the shot. She will be at the free throw line with two. Ava has 2 points on the night. Just a reminder, Cal Pharmacy has a weekly prescription program. They'll deliver your prescriptions to you on a weekly basis. All you have to do is ask a friendly Cal Pharmacy pharmacist if that's the right program for you. First free throw is no good by Ava. She'll have one more. That foul was called on McKenna Hillscamp a moment ago. Here's the next free throw up. It's in and out, no good. Rebound comes down to Callie Wendell. Wendell brings it down across the timeline. There's Kennedy Mullenkamp with it, way out front. Dribbling to the left. Stops. Tries to pass off. Gets it over to Carly Niekamp. Niekamp top of the key. Now to Callie Wendell. Three-point shot. No good, won't go. Rebound to Marion Local. Maya Eckstein pulls down the rebound. Up the court come the Lady Flyers with the ball. Back out front is Unrest over on the right. Allison Dirksen back out to Unrest. Unrest guarded by McKenna Hillscamp. Unrest will pass to the right side to Kate Ashman. She dumps it off on the right wing. Now back around the horn it goes to the left again. Unrest goes down in the corner to Maya Eckstein. Eckstein with the ball and passes it off, and it's stolen out of the hands of Marion Local. Stolen out of the hands of Natalie Evers. And so Fort Recovery with the ball, Hillscamp. To Carly Niekamp. She comes down the lane, stops, spins, fires, can't get it to go in. Rebound Sage Luthold. Up and good for Sage Luthold. And that makes the score now 10-7. Lady Indians only trailing by 3 after trailing 8-0 in the early going. 2 minutes to go in the Cal Pharmacy first quarter scoreboard. Don't forget Cal Pharmacy with locations in Fort Recovery, Bern, Indiana, and Union City, Indiana. Here's a pass in along the lane. Shots up and good by Unrest. Ava Unrest hits that. Make it 12-7. Marion Local now leads by 5. Again, last night, St. Henry beat Marion Local 45-43. Here's a drive to the hole. Up and good by Kennedy Mullenkamp. Nice shot there. Nice move by Kennedy. Her first basket of the evening. And Marion Local has the basketball. Out front with it. And at the free throw line, back on the right, wide open is Unrest, but missed the shot. Rebound back up and good by Maya Eckstein. Eckstein, her first basket this evening. That makes the score 14-9. Lady Indians trailing here to the Marion Local Lady Flyers. Callie Wendell with it, dribbling in the lane. Now she passes off, back on the right to McKenna Hills Camp. She will pass off to Luthold, fires and misses. Rebound comes down to Marion Local to Kate Ashman. Here's the feed out to Ava Unrest on the left. Dribbling the basketball in. It's knocked away and stolen from the Lady Flyers' Maya Eckstein. Here comes Fort Recovery with the basketball. 30 seconds to go. Looks like Marion, I should say, looks like Fort Recovery is going to play for the last shot. Yeah, they spread it out. Here's a pass to Carly Niekamp. Now in the lane to Sage Lutholder. Shot is blocked. It's knocked out of bounds. Goes to Fort Recovery. They did not wait till the last shot. There was about 20 seconds to go there when they took that shot. Tyler Deitch is the head coach of the Fort Recovery Lady Indians, and Beth Stribe is the head coach of the Marion Local Lady Flyers. Pass comes in to Kennedy Mullenkamp. Fort Recovery with the ball. We're down to 13 seconds. Right side, Kennedy Mullenkamp. Back to Sage Luthold. She'll drive baseline, stops, looking for help. Trying to get it to McKenna Hills Camp. McKenna does grab it. 1 second, and they don't get the shot off. Time expires without a shot being fired there at the end. So Fort Recovery trailing 14-9 at the end of the first quarter of play here in the Battle of State Route 119 at the Fortside Fieldhouse tonight. Fort Recovery and Marion Local. Marion Local leading 14-9. We'll be back in a moment.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Manage your medical conditions where it is most comfortable for you, at home. Kalp Pharmacy IV team can bring high-quality care to where you live. For individuals facing a chronic illness, recuperating from surgery, or being treated for an infection, Kalp Pharmacy Home Infusion Services can be a safe and cost-effective alternative to an extended hospital stay or placement in a nursing home. So call Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio at 800-686-2314. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
What would you do if a fire severely damaged your home? Hi, I'm Ted Romer with Fort Recovery Insurance. The question you really have to ask is, what would your insurance company do? As your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, I can tell you that we will be there for you from day one. You won't be dealing with an out-of-town agent over the phone, but with us, your neighbor. And that would apply to any damage to your home, big or small. That's our promise. Visit us online at FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
You're listening to WPGW Radio in Portland, Indiana, FortRecoveryRadio.com, and watching on the National Federation TV Network. Good luck to the Fort Recovery Lady Indians tonight from Dr. Kim Vormore at the Vormore Family Dentistry Office. Dr. Vormore's staff includes Fort Recovery graduates Lori Tin and Chrissy Hart. Again, that's Dr. Kim Vormore at Vormore Family Dentistry, Highway 67, the west edge of Portland. Dr. Vormore would love to be your family's dentist. Well, Marion Local turns the ball over. Fort Recovery with the basketball. Only down by 5, 14-9. Callie Wendell over on the right side. She'll pass in there, top of the key. Now over to Kennedy Mullenkamp it goes. It's Cameron Mullenkamp in the game now for Fort Recovery. Cameron's a sister to Kennedy. Callie Wendell out front. She drives down the lane, lost the dribble, but picks it back up. Out to Carly Niekamp. She goes to the free throw line, dumps it over to Cameron Mullenkamp, fires a three, can't get it to go down. And there is Marion Local with the rebound. Kinsey Garkey is also, Sophia Guggenbiller is also in the game now for Fort Recovery. Here's a left side shot, no good by Marion Local. Rebound comes to Kennedy Mullenkamp. Kate Ashman missing that basket for the Flyers. Carly Niekamp over to Cameron Mollenkamp, fires it up, no good. Rebound out of the hands of Carly Niekamp and into the hands of Marion Local, and Marion Local will bring it up. Down they come, it's up and no good underneath. Missing that shot was Audrey Winter, who went too far under. And Fort Recovery comes up with the ball. Callie Wendell on a three, doesn't go. Rebound comes down to Marion Local. Getting the board that time is Kate Ashman. Down come the Lady Flyers with the ball over on the left wing. There's a shot fired up, no good, off the mark. Rebound up, no good. Rebound back up and no good again. Rebound comes to Fort Recovery's Sophia Guggenbiller. Missing those shots for Marion Local a moment ago was Nora Eckstein. Had a couple of baskets there and just couldn't get them to go down. A couple of opportunities. Callie Wendell with the ball on the right side. Don't forget, after this game, we have a boys' varsity game between Marion Local and Fort Recovery coming right up. I'll give you the results of the JV contest tonight. When we get to halftime, Marion Local won both of those games over Fort Recovery in JV play. Here's Guggenbiller down the lane, up and no good, and a foul's going to be called on Marion Local. Let's see who's going to get tacked with that. Looks like it's going to be Audrey Winter. Nope, take that back. It's number 12. I thought it was 21. It's number 12 instead. Kate Ashman, number one on her. At the line for Fort Recovery is Sophia Guggenbiller, and she missed the first one. Sophia is only a freshman for the Lady Indians, promising prospect. Sophia will have one more. Bounces the ball, puts it up, and it's no good again. Or is it good? It is good. Take that back. The second one went in. Bounced around for a while, went down in. It's 14-10. Fort Recovery trailing by only four after trailing early 8-0. Things looking pretty gloomy at that point, but the Lady Indians came back and cut it to 8-5, and right now it's 14-10. Marion Local by four. Over on the left wing it goes. Free throw line underneath. Shots up, no good. Rebound back up, no good again. Rebound comes to Cameron Mollenkamp. Again, missing two shots in fairly close was Nora Eckstein. McKenna Hillskamp with the ball. Dribbling. Tries to pass off, and it's errant pass goes out of bounds. It'll be given to Marion Local. Turnover on the Lady Indians. Second quarter is brought to you by K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery, your New Holland and Kloss Farm Equipment dealer. K&L Tractor Sales and Service. Fort Recovery just stole the ball away. Sage Luthold, good. Got a 15-footer on the right side. And Sage Luthold cuts the lead to 2 points at 14-12. Marion Local with the ball. Here's Dirksen with it. She'll pass over on the right wing to Unrest. Almost lost it. Picks it back up. Fires a shot. Missed it. Had a pretty good shot, but wouldn't go. Rebound Sage Luthold, and there is going to be a timeout called by Fort Recovery coach Tyler Deitch as Sage Luthold was kind of hemmed in there. Timeout on the court. We'll be back in just a moment.
Dr. Kim Bormore and the staff at Bormore Family Dentistry is proud to support this broadcast of Fort Recovery High School basketball. Dr. Kim Bormore, the Bormore Family Dentistry office, is accepting new patients. Call 726-7822 and start your healthy new smile routine today. Bormore Family Dentistry is located at the west edge of Portland on Highway 67. Best wishes for a successful basketball season to the Fort Recovery Indians from Bormore Family Dentistry in Portland.
Tonight on our other station, 105.3 and 1440 AM, we have Jay County girls basketball. Jay County playing a very tough Pendleton Heights team this evening. Again, you can hear that at 1440 AM and 105.3 FM, and that'll be starting at around 7 o'clock this evening. Good luck to the Lady Patriots in that big game for them. Fort Recovery with the basketball, 14-12 score. Indians down by two. Kennedy Mollenkamp on a three. It's good. And that gives the Lady Indians their first lead of the game at 15-14. Fort Recovery with their first lead of the contest. 4:10 to go here in the second quarter of play on the K&L Tractor Sales and Service scoreboard. For outstanding service for your farm machinery, depend on K&L Tractor Sales and Service. There's a shot up and good. Nice maneuver there by Ava Unrest of Marion Local. And here's Fort Recovery throwing the ball away as Hillscamp tried to hit Cameron Mullenkamp, and the pass was just a little bit off the mark and out of bounds. Fort Recovery leading 16-15 after trailing early 8-0. Coming back, though, to take the lead. Marion Local with the ball. Ava Unrest brings it up. Over on the left side it goes to Audrey Winter in the corner now. And there is a five-second call as Sage Luthold, I believe it was, had Nora Eckstein hemmed in over there, and she couldn't get rid of the ball before the five-second count. So Fort Recovery with the basketball. Marion Local pressing full courts. Carly Niekamp having trouble getting it in, but gets it into Kennedy Mullenkamp. Kennedy will break away and bring it up. 3:30 left to go now in the first half of play here in the K&L Tractor Sales and Service second quarter. Traveling on Callie Wendell. Just a reminder that K&L Tractor Sales has the Great Plains Turbo Max, a vertical tillage tool for all seasons. Also, look over their new Endurance line of litter spreaders from BBI at K&L Tractor Sales and Service. Out front with the basketball. Unrest with it. Passes over top of the key to Winter. Now on the left side it goes. Here's a drive up and no good. Rebound back up and no good. Rebound comes to, goes out of bounds apparently off of Maya Eckstein. And so Fort Recovery will get the basketball. 16-15 score. Callie Wendell gets the ball from the pass in from Kennedy Mullenkamp. Callie brings it down across the timeline. In between the circles now. Over on the left to Carly Niekamp. Niekamp stopping, passing back out to Callie Wendell. We got traveling called on one of the Lady Indians. I'm not sure if it was on Wendell or Niekamp, one of the two. And so Marion Local has a back chance to regain the lead as they trail 16-15. Unrest. Marion Local, a quick start tonight, leading 8-0, but right now Fort Recovery is on top, 16-15. Again, last night, Marion Local lost to lost to St. Henry 45-43 last night in the games played over between Marion Local and St. Henry. And there's a foul called on Marion Local. It'll be whistled on Ava Unrest, I believe. It's her second personal foul. Kennedy Mullenkamp will toss it in now for Fort Recovery here in the K&L Tractor Sales and Service second quarter. And the inbounds pass is knocked out of bounds by Marion Local. Knocked out there by Ava Unrest. Rob Weaver here. Nate Christman's our studio producer now here at the radio station. Also on FortRecoveryRadio.com tonight. Passes underneath and out of bounds. Turnover on Fort Recovery, and they're still hanging on to the lead, 16-15, despite turnover problems here. Unrest with the ball. Over on the left side it goes to Maya Eckstein. Back out to Allison Dirksen. Over on the left, there's Unrest on a three. Can't get it to go down, and it goes out of bounds, untouched by Fort Recovery, and so Fort Recovery will get the basketball. 1:47 remaining here in the first half of play. Battle of State Route 119. Carly Niekamp with it. She will pass off, and it's stolen by Unrest of Marion Local. And down comes Winter, and she lost the ball out of bounds. Just lost the handle on it. And Audrey Winter's couldn't retain possession, and Fort Recovery gets the ball. Carlin Ekamp into Kennedy Mullenkamp. Fort Recovery seems to have settled down a little bit here regarding turnovers. Full court press is not bothering them at all. Here's a pass back to Kennedy Mullenkamp inside, and she's going to be called for traveling. Lost her balance, just didn't have any shot there, and tried to get it up anyway and got called for traveling. 16-15, Fort Recovery still hanging on to the lead somehow. Maya Eckstein will bring it up across the timeline she goes. Goes all the way to the baseline, stops, passing back outside. With the ball there is Kaylin Toby, who just came in the game a moment ago. She hadn't been in before a moment ago. Kaylin Toby, a freshman for Marion Local. Foul is whistled. In Fort Recovery, Sage Luthold, number two on Sage Luthold. Marion Local with the ball. Here's a shot from the right. It's no good, and a foul is going to be called on Kennedy Mullenkamp. Say she bumped up against Kaylin Toby. Toby went to the floor on that. Number two on Kennedy Mullenkamp now. Tossing the ball in here is Kate Ashman. Pass comes in over in the corner. Back around the horn. Knocked away by McKenna Hillskamp, but Marion Local retains possession. And Marion Local calls timeout with 51 seconds to go. Timeout, Marion Lady Flyers. We'll be back in a moment. Fort Recovery 16, Marion Local 15.
Cole Brothers and Fort Recovery sells and services Case IH and Kubota farm equipment. We back up everything we sell and other brands of farm equipment. And that's where you come in. We need diesel technicians, combine and harvest technicians, and equipment set up. At Hull Brothers, we'll give you very competitive pay, great benefits, and paid training. Starting pay is based on experience. You ought to consider joining the Hull Brothers team in Fort Recovery, serving the area's farmers since 1896.
Hi, this is Jerry Kopp of Kopp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Do you feel like you're just not moving as well as you used to? At Kopp Pharmacy, our trained staff can help you choose from a wide selection of durable medical equipment and make sure it's fitted for you. We have walkers, wheelchairs, lift chairs, commodes, home oxygen, CPAP systems, and much more. Our showroom is located south of Fort Recovery, just off of State Route 49 at 1201 Commerce Street. So to learn more about Kopp Pharmacy, call us at 419-375-7007 or visit us online at kopppharmacy.com. Kopp Pharmacy, caring for you like family.
Marion Local with the basketball back in play. There's a shot up and no good. Missing from the corner was Kate Ashman. 16-15 score. Marion Local still down by one with 31 seconds to go. Marion Local with the ball. And it comes to Dirksen. She'll pass over on the right side. Back to Dirksen inside. Puts it up, no good. Rebound out of bounds off of Dirksen. Fort Recovery will get the ball. It's kind of rugged in there around the play, but Lady Indians will get the ball back here. Kennedy Mullenkamp's going to go back in with 23 seconds to go to play offense, even though she has two personal fouls. Callie Wendell goes into Kennedy Mullenkamp. Mullenkamp will bring it up across the timeline. Callie Wendell on the left, over on the wing to Carly Niekamp. Niekamp dribbles to the free throw line, right side to McKenna Hillskamp. McKenna stops, pops, and misses. About a 12-footer. Rebound Marion Local with 6 seconds left. Down come the Lady Flyers with the ball as Kate Ashman. She will fire a three. It's no good, and that's the end of the first half of play as Fort Recovery leads 16-15. Lady Indians outscored Marion Local 7-1 in that second quarter. 7-1 after Marion Local led 8-0 to start the game. Marion Local led 14-9 after one. But now it's Fort Recovery leading 16-15. I really don't know how, because I don't think the Lady Indians scored at all in about the last 3 minutes of play, but neither did Marion Local. We'll be back with more from the Fortside Fieldhouse for you this evening in this Battle of State Route 119 game between Fort Recovery and Marion Local right after we pause for this. Now
is the time to plant your trees. And you'll find those trees at Judy's Landscaping, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery, Ohio, on Ohio State Route 49. Judy's also reminds you to get your name on their list for the spring landscaping work. See Eric Judy at Judy's Landscaping for all of your landscaping and tree needs. Judy's Landscaping, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery, Ohio, on Route 49.
Have a winning season, Fort Recovery Indians, especially players Rex Leverett, Briggs Overman, and Colson Post from Judy's Landscaping.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Take command of productivity with New Holland T5 Series Tractor, available at K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery. With four easy-to-use transmissions, fuel-efficient engines, and a choice of comfortable ergonomic cabs, it's easy to find the model that's right for you. These are heavy-duty but nimble utility tractors with four-wheel drive and big power to help you do a wide range of jobs. K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
Job opportunities are everywhere you look today, yet not everyone will provide you with the training and tools you need to grow both personally and professionally. At Cooper Farms, we value hard work and dedication toward bettering yourself, and we reward that. We know that our team members are the key to our success. Come see what opportunities await you at Cooper Farms. Apply online today at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Once again, thanks to our friends at K&L Tractor Sales and Service for being the second quarter scoreboard sponsor. Fort Recovery leading 16-15 here at halftime. I have the other scores from the other games today. The junior high kids and the freshman teams and the JV teams all played today. In the junior high games, Marion Local defeated Fort Recovery's 7th grade girls 31-9. It was Marion Local's 8th grade girls defeating Fort Recovery by a 32-12 score. In boys action, the 7th grade Fort Recovery boys defeated Marion Local 27-12. And in the 8th grade boys game, it was Marion Local beating Fort Recovery 46-35. Then in the freshman game, it was Marion Local winning over Fort Recovery 44-24. And then JV, Marion Local won both the JV games here today. Let's see if I can give you a little scoop on those games. Let's see here. Let's look first of all. Let me get my right sheets. First of all, in the boys' action, it was Marion Local winning 54-52. Fort Recovery made a late charge to cut a double-digit lead down to 2 points. So Marion Local goes to 5-0 in JV play, and Fort Recovery drops to 5-2. Only the second loss of the year for the boys team. Marion Local led 12-10 at the first quarter, led 27-21 at halftime, led 40-28 after three, and as I said, had a double-digit lead there late in the game before Fort Recovery made a final charge and lost just by 2 points, 54-52. For Fort Recovery, they were led in scoring in the JV contest by Grant Fortcamp, who had 11. Breaker Judy and Reese LaFever both had 10 points. 8 for Hayden Seifering, 7 for Brody Bargie, and chipping in with 2 points apiece was Benjamin Ingold and Tyler Wendell. Leading Marion Local in the JV play was, let's see if I get my right sheet up here. Here we go. Leading Marion Local in the JV play, it was Nolan Eckstein with 13. Trent Homan had 9. 8 apiece for Braden Mesher and Dylan Dirksen. Again, Marion Local goes to 5-0 with the victory. In the girls' game, it was Marion Local winning 42-25. Marion Local led 11-6 at the first quarter, 25-15 at halftime. led 31-21 after three. And again, the final was Marion Local 42, Fort Recovery 25. Fort Recovery was led in the JV play by McKenna Hillscamp with 7, 6 for Maddie Shainline and Cameron Mullenkamp, 4 for Sophie Guggenbiller, and 2 for Cadence Ebert. For Marion Local in the JV play, it was Kylie Shainline with 13, 8 apiece for Hannah Rendler and Clara Homan, 5 for Addison Bruns, 4 apiece for Maria Mesher and Gina Bruns. Again, the JV finals, Marion Local wins them both, wins the girls' game 42-25, wins the boys' game 54-52. We're at halftime here of the varsity game in girls' basketball right now, and it's Fort Recovery with a 16-15 lead. Lady Indians led at halftime by Kennedy Mullenkamp with 5 on a 2-point and a 3-point shot. McKenna Hillscamp also with 5 on a 3 and a 2. Sage Luthold has 4 points on 2 2-point goals. And Sophia Guggenbiller has 1 point on 1 out of 2 at the free throw line. For Marion Local, they're led by Ava Unrast with 6 points on 3 2-point baskets. She was 0 for 2 at the line. 4 points for Allison Dirksen on 2 2-point goals. 2 points for Audrey Winter on 2 out of 2 at the free throw line. 2 points for Maya Eckstein on a 2-point goal, and 2 points for Nora Eckstein on a 2-point goal. Again at halftime, after Marion Local led early 8-0, Fort Recovery has come back to take the lead 16-15. We'll be back with the start of the second half of play coming your way in just a moment, right after we pause for this.
At the St. Henry Bank, we take pride in taking care of you when it comes to your banking needs. And through our website at sthenrybank.com, you can enjoy the anytime convenience of online banking, online bill pay, make loan payments, make credit card payments, view your account history and monthly statements, and more. Stop in and see us, and we'll help you set up your online account today.
We take pride in taking care of you.
The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canoe from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. We're introducing the new Kinze 5000 Series electric drive reel unit. Purposefully designed for planting at any speed up to 12 miles per hour, it is sleek, styled, and equipped with features optimized for electric drive meters and the demands of high-speed planting. And all operations, from meters to closing wheel, trash control to down pressure, are controlled with industry-leading Kinze Blues Vantage display. To learn more about the 5000 Series electric drive unit, contact K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery.
At Cooper Farms, we're building a culture that makes us more than a workplace. We believe that producing quality products, giving back to our communities, and taking care of our team members are all part of our foundation as a company. We want to see our team members succeed, and that's why we pride ourselves on promoting from within the company. We believe giving our team members all the tools necessary to grow with us is what will keep our tradition moving forward. To join the Cooper Farms family, visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Hi, this is Amanda Seegers with Fort Recovery Insurance. Farmers understand the risks of farm life, and at Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we understand those risks too. If your life and business is farming, let us help make sure you're protected from the risks you face in a way that fits your budget. And if you have a claim, we'll be here to bring you inside the fort. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency is your local Ohio Mutual Insurance Group agency. Call us at 419-375-4181.
Back here once again at Fort Recovery Sportside Fieldhouse. We're set to go with the third quarter of play. Cooper Farms is our third quarter scoreboard sponsor tonight. Don't forget Cooper Farms offering a complete program for your swine, beef, and dairy feeds, plus professional nutritional support as well. Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery and many other area locations as well. Okay, we're set to go with the third quarter of play. Fort Recovery has the basketball. Callie Wendell to Kennedy Mullenkamp. Mullenkamp will fire and will miss. That was about a 15-footer. Rebound comes down to Marion Local as pulling down the rebound there for the Lady Flyers was Allison Dirksen. Here's a shot from the left. No good. Battle for the rebound. Coming down, McKenna Hillscamp with the rebound for Fort Recovery. Callie Wendell with the ball comes down the lane, feeds off to Kennedy Mullenkamp on the left. Shots fired up, no good. Rebound's knocked around. Down comes Marion Local. We have a foul called on. They're going to count the basket. There was a basket that was hit, and the foul is called on Carly Niekamp. And so getting the basket there for the Lady Flyers was Ava Unrath. She's at the free throw line with the free throw, and it's no good. Rebound, Marion Local up, no good. And another foul on Fort Recovery on the rebound. Lady Indians let that rebound get away from them. At the free throw line, Allison Dirksen, it's up and it's good. She has 5 points on the night now. She'll have one more here. 19-15. Free throws up. No good. Rebound comes down to Marion Local. Marion Local getting another rebound off a missed free throw. That's the second time down here. 19-15. Marion Local has the lead here at halftime, 19-15. And Fort Recovery ends up with the basketball. Right side it goes to McKenna Hills Camp. McKenna drives in, fires it up, no good. Rebound comes down, and we've got a jump ball call. And it's going to go on the held ball. It's going to go to Marion Local. Again, Marion Local leads here 19-15 at the moment by 4 points. I had miscalculated a moment ago and said Fort Recovery was leading, and they actually were trailing by one instead of leading by one. So Marion Local still has the lead. It's now up to 4 points, 19-15. Dirksen with the basketball back out front. Handoffs to Unrath, drives in and scores. And she's fouled in the act of shooting. She'll be at the line for one. Fouls on Sage Luthold of the Lady Indians. I think that's her third, maybe. It is. Unrest at the line. Good. That's her first made free throw tonight. She's had a total of 4 free throws, and that's the first time she was able to get it to go down. 22-15. Here's a shot by Callie Wendell, no good, and she's fouled in the act of shooting. Looks like Unrast is going to be called for that foul. Nope. They're going to call that on Maya Eckstein. It is a shooting foul for Callie Wendell. Callie Wendell been kind of searching around lately. Free throws up and good. I don't think she scored the last game. This is her first point in this game. She's normally a double-digit scorer for Fort Recovery. Bounces the ball, puts it up, and good. 22-17. Lady Indians trailing by 5 now. 22-17, Marion Local with the ball. Here's a feed over on the right side, back out to Winner, and she threw it away. So Fort Recovery will get the ball. Pass on the left side to McKenna Hills Camp, back outside. Mollenkamp with the ball, picked it up, loose ball there. Fort Recovery needs a basket here. Comes in, puts it up, and no good. Rebound, Mollenkamp with the shot. Rebound, Marion Local. 5:19 to go here in this third quarter of play on the Cooper Farm scoreboard. Shot's no good by Marion Local, and we have a Fort Recovery basketball. Once again, our third quarter brought to you by Cooper Farms. Don't forget to check out the many job opportunities at cooperfarms.com/join our team. cooperfarms.com/join our team for the Cooper Farms job opportunities. Kennedy Mullenkamp misses a straight on shot from 15 feet away at the free throw line. She is fouled in the act of shooting, and Unrest is going to be called for the personal foul. So Mullenkamp will step up to the free throw line. It is good. It gives her 6 points on the evening. She'll have one more here. Fort Recovery trailing here, 22-18, as the second free throw is no good. 4-point lead for the Marion Local Lady Flyers. Unrest with the basketball back between the circles. Now tries to feed it down to Dirksen. She tries to feed it off, and she threw it away. Dirksen trying to hit Maya Eckstein down towards the baseline and didn't have the good angle on it and threw it away. Turnover on Marion Local. Callie Wendell with the basketball. She'll dribble up across the timeline. Out near the center circle over to Kennedy Mullenkamp. Again, Tyler Deitch is the head coach of the Lady Indians. And there's a pass thrown over to McKenna Hillscamp, and it went right through McKenna's hands. Out of bounds, turnover on the Lady Indians. That's been one of their problems tonight is turnovers. They've had too many of those. 22-18 the score. Marion Local leads by four. Right side it goes. Unrest passing back out top. Kate Ashman, she's hemmed in. Looking for a teammate. Goes to Unrest. Unrest top of the key. Backs up to the center circle. Dribbling again to the right. And stolen by Fort Recovery's Callie Wendell. Down she comes. Lays it up and in. Callie Wendell gets her first field goal of the game. And that makes it 22-20 now. Lady Indians down by only 2 points. And here's Dirksen getting the pass at the free throw line. And they say that Fort Recovery commits the personal foul. Going to call that foul on Fort Recovery's McKenna Hillscamp. Number two on McKenna. 3:44 to go in the Cooper Farms third quarter scoreboard. Rob Weaver here from the Fortside Fieldhouse for you tonight. Shots fired up and good by Unrest. Ava Unrest picks up point number 11 for her. Here's McKenna Hillscamp. A shot is partially blocked. Saved, though, by Fort Recovery's. Shots up and no good by Callie Wendell. Now it goes over to Jenny Hillscamp, and she hits a three-point shot. Her second three tonight, and that brings Fort Recovery back to within one at 24-23. Marion Local leading by 1 point. Right side it goes to Kate Ashman. Ashman double-teamed down there, and timeout's going to be called for Marion Local. Timeout, Marion Local, 2:58 to go. In the Cooper Farms third quarter, 24-23, Marion Local leads by one.
Dr. Kim Bormore and the staff at Bormore Family Dentistry is proud to support this broadcast of Fort Recovery High School basketball. Dr. Kim Bormore, the Bormore Family Dentistry office, is accepting new patients. Call 726-7822 and start your healthy new smile routine today. Bormore Family Dentistry is located at the west edge of Portland on Highway 67. Best wishes for a successful basketball season to the Fort Recovery Indians from Bormore Family Dentistry in Portland.
Only a 30-second timeout there. Marion Local with the ball, and they try to feed it underneath, and Callie Wendell stole it away. Turnover, Marion Local. Now the Lady Indians can take the lead. They trail 24-23. Wendell on a three. Gets off the mark. No good. That's her shot, but it wouldn't go. And now we have a jump ball call. Carly Niekamp and Ava Unrest tied it up there. Callie Wendell will toss it in. McKenna Hills Camp, back outside it goes to Carly Niekamp. Right side to Callie Wendell. Wendell will drive in, puts it up, no good. Rebound comes down to Marion Local. Down it goes to Dirksen, up, no good. Got too far under, and McKenna Hills Camp came up with the ball. And there's tipped out of bounds by Unrest. 24-23 is the score. A one-point lead here for Marion Local with 2:15 remaining in the third quarter of play on the Cooper Farms third quarter. Cooper Farms would love to buy your corn, to sell your corn to Cooper Farms. Give them a ring at 800-637-7161, 800-637-7161. Tipped out of bounds by Marion Local. Callie Wendell will toss it back in here. Looking for her teammate and threw it away. Bad pass. Inbounds pass. Marion Local with the ball. On the left it goes. Shot by Ashman. No good. The rebound comes down to Sage Leupold. And they're going to call Kate Ashman with the personal foul reaching in. Marion Local, a fairly young team. Fort Recovery gets the inbounds pass to Callie Wendell. 1:55 to go in the third quarter of play. Right side to Callie. She'll pass off to Carly Niekamp. Niekamp circles around. Over on the left. Shots fired up. No good by McKenna Hills Camp. Three-pointer missed, and Lady Indians miss another opportunity to take the lead. Here's Unrest firing and missing. Rebound back up. No good by Marion Local. The foul's now called on the rebound on McKenna Hills Camp. It's number three on her. 24-23. 1:31 to go here in the third quarter of play. Free throw is up and off the front of the rim. No good. At the free throw line, Maya Eckstein, her first time at the line tonight. So that makes her 0-for-1. And this one is good, though. That makes it a two-point Marion Local lead at 25-23. Kennedy Mullenkamp will bring it up. Being guarded by Winner. And the collision there, no call. Mullenkamp still with the ball. And there's over and back. Over and back. Kennedy Mullenkamp tried to pass it off to Carly Niekamp. And it went off of Carly's body and into the backcourt. So that's over and back. Violation on Fort Recovery. Coming up next tonight, we have the Fort Recovery boys game. Fort Recovery Marion Local. Fort Recovery boys escaping with a win the other night against South Adams, 39-37, on a last second shot by Briggs Overman. Marion Local with the ball here. They lead by two, 25-23. Out front with the backs, basketball's Winner. She'll pass it off to Unrest. Unrest goes on the left to Natalie Evers. Back to Unrest. Ava will pass on the right side to Winner. Audrey Winner passes back on the left to Unrest. 44 seconds left to go in the quarter. Right side to Winner. She hits it about a 14-footer or so for Audrey Winner. Her first basket tonight. And that expands the Marion Local lead to 4 points at 27-23. Kennedy Mullenkamp with the basketball on the left to Carly Niekamp. Niekamp will go on the left wing to Callie Wendell. Wendell out front. Right side, McKenna Hills Camp firing. Yes! McKenna Hills Camp with her third three of the night. And it's 27-26, a one-point lead for Marion Local. And there's a ball stolen by McKenna Hills Camp. She'll come down. She'll score. And McKenna Hills Camp puts the Lady Indians up 28-27 at the end of three. A steal by McKenna Hills Camp. And McKenna Hillscamp pretty much doing it by herself here. Wow, what a performance. Hit a three-point basket and a two-point basket off the steal, giving Fort Recovery the one-point lead at the end of the third quarter, 28-27. What a finish. Stay tuned for the fourth and final exciting quarter coming up. This third quarter has been brought to you by Cooper Farms. Again, check out their many employment opportunities by going to cooperfarms.com/join our team. I'll be back in a moment.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canoe from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. K&L is your source for Salford BBI spreaders, the toughest, most accurate spreaders available. Spread chicken litter and lime up to 60 feet with the Endurance, designed especially for the poultry growers. For spread fertilizer up to 120 feet with the Magna spread. Whatever your application goals, the team at K&L can help you find a pull-type or truck-mounted Salford spreader to boost your crops. K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying. It's our culture.
I like that the company has a value system that I can subscribe to. Things that are important to the organization are also things that are important to me. We have very caring and competent leaders that value family.
Join the family. Apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
What a great finish for Fort Recovery in that third quarter. Now we start the fourth quarter with Marion Local with the ball, trailing 28-27. And they try to pass it down along the baseline, and Carly Niekamp knocks it out of bounds, and they say that Marion Local touched the ball. Wow. I didn't really see that, but Fort Recovery is not complaining. Callie Wendell will bring it up. Turnover on Marion Local. Callie Wendell across the timeline. Lady Indians have never led by more than 1 point, I don't believe. And here is a pass stolen by Marion Local. Stolen away by Nora Eckstein. Right side it goes. Shots fired up. Good. Nice basket by Maya Eckstein. That gives Marion Local the lead back at 29-28. Again, after this game, we have the boys' game coming up between Fort Recovery and Marion Local. So stay tuned for that. Outside it goes to Kennedy Mollenkamp. Mollenkamp dribbling the basketball. And it's stolen away. Stolen by Unrest. Now it's knocked away by McKenna Hillscamp. But McKenna commits a foul in so doing. So it'll be number four on McKenna Hillscamp. Boy, they cannot afford to lose McKenna. That is for sure. Can't hardly afford not to have her in there, but can't afford to lose her either. Marion Local with the ball, leading by one, 29-28. 7 minutes left to go in the fourth quarter of play. Back outside it goes to Audrey Winter. Here's a drive underneath, up no good. Rebound comes down, and we have a traveling call on Marion Local, falling to the floor and committing traveling. So Fort Recovery gets the ball back on the Marion Local turnover. Indians trail by one now, 29-28. Kennedy Mollenkamp will bring it up. Marion Local's had two exciting games. Last night they lost to St. Henry by two. Tonight they're leading Fort Recovery by one. And here is the ball being tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Fort Recovery. McKenna Hillscamp will come out. Callie Lindell will go back in. Coach Deitch protecting his top scorer right now. McKenna Hillscamp with four fouls, sending her to the bench for the moment. Oops, Marion Local almost traveled but did not. Underneath, it's up and no good. Rebound, Fort Recovery. Cameron Mollenkamp got the rebound there. Kennedy Mollenkamp will come down, lost the ball out of bounds. It's tipped by, must have been tipped by Dirksen of Marion Local. Here we go with the inbounds pass. Callie Wendell will toss it in. Kennedy Mollenkamp back out to Carly Wendell. I'm sorry, Carly Niekamp. Right around the horn it goes to Kennedy Mollenkamp back out top to Sage Luthold. 5:57 to go in the fourth quarter of play, being brought to you by Hall Brothers Incorporated, your Case IH and Kubota dealer, Hall Brothers Incorporated here in Fort Recovery. Inside shots up and good. Cameron Hillscamp puts the Lady Indians up by one. That's her first basket of the night. Cameron Mollenkamp, I meant to say. Cameron Mollenkamp puts the Indians up by one, 30-29. Marion Local with the ball. And there is a whistle, and ball is tipped out of bounds by Fort Recovery. Marion Local's Maya Eckstein will toss it in here. Maya tossing in out deep to Unrest. Unrest is the quarterback for this Lady Flyer team. Right side with the ball there is Maya Eckstein, back outside to Unrest. Unrest will try to pass into Burkson. Pass is broken up by Carly Niekamp, but Unrest got it back. Puts the shot up, no good. Rebounds up by Winter, no good. Rebound, Carly Niekamp. Feeds it out to Kennedy Mollenkamp, and Mollenkamp will bring it down. Mollenkamp walks across the timeline. Dribbling the basketball still. Kennedy Mollenkamp back out to Callie Wendell. 4:49 left in the game, and Callie falls down, and Coach Deitch calls timeout. Tyler Deitch calls time. 30-29, Fort Recovery by one, with 4:47 to go in the game here in the Hall Brothers fourth quarter scoreboard.
Now is the time to plant your trees, and you'll find those trees at Judy's Landscaping, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery, Ohio, on Ohio State Route 49. Judy's also reminds you to get your name on their list for the spring landscaping work. See Eric Judy at Judy's Landscaping for all of your landscaping and tree needs. Judy's Landscaping, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery, Ohio, on Route 49.
Have a winning season, Fort Recovery Indians, especially players Rex Leverett, Briggs Overman, and Colson Post from Judy's Landscaping.
Back here at the Fortside Fieldhouse, the Battle of State Route 119 games going on tonight. Fort Recovery and Marion Local playing a boys-girls varsity doubleheader. Girls playing first here, of course. Kennedy Mollenkamp right side, looking for some help. Passes back out to Callie Wendell. Wendell near the center circle, now goes to the right. Over to Mollenkamp. Mollenkamp looking for a teammate. Passing back outside to Sage Leuthold. Leuthold will dribble, pass the ball to Callie Wendell. Wendell's double teamed over there on the left. Back out to McKenna Hills camp. McKenna comes down, threw it away. Intended to pass for Sage Leuthold, but the pass was over Sage's head and out of bounds. Cameron Mollenkamp comes back in for Fort Recovery, and McKenna Hills camp with those four personal fouls will go out for a while. Coach Deitch trying to protect her and not have her play defense. 30-29. Unrest with the ball for Marion Local. They trail by one. 30-29. Indians on top here. On the left side, three-point shot is no good. Rebound comes to Unrest, puts it back up and got it. Ava Unrest, the leading scorer for the Marion Local Lady Flyers, now has a total of 13 points, 15 points, check that, 15 points on the night. She leads all scorers with 15. Sage Leuthold, right side, it goes to Cameron Mollenkamp, to Sister Kennedy, and Kennedy will fire hit a two-point shot just inside the three-point line. Kennedy now has a total of 8 points on the evening. And it is 32-31. Lady Indians with a one-point lead again. Marion Local with the ball. We're in the fourth quarter on the Hall Brothers scoreboard, your Case IH and Kubota dealer. There's a shot from the left side, no good. Rebound comes down to Marion Local. Missing that shot was Nora Eckstein. She got her own rebound. Now around the right side it goes. There's a shot by Dirksen. It's good. A three-pointer by Allison Dirksen. Her first three of the night, and that was the first three-pointer of any of the Marion Local players. Here's Callie Wendell on a three. Oh, no good. Bounces off to the right. Retrieved by Cameron Mollenkamp. Back to Callie. Marion Local leads by two, 34-32. 2:37 to go here in the ball game. Callie Wendell back outside to Kennedy Mollenkamp. Mollenkamp looking for some help. Dribbling the basketball. Over here to Callie Wendell. Wendell will fire and in and out, no good. Rebound, Mollenkamp, no good, and she's fouled in the act of shooting. That was Kennedy Mollenkamp with the rebound. Kennedy and her sister Cameron are both in there right now. And so Kennedy Mollenkamp will go to the free throw line with two shots here fouled in the act of shooting. She's one out of two at the line so far tonight. That was the second foul a moment ago on Maya Eckstein. And Kennedy hits the free throw. That makes it a one-point game at 34-33. Kennedy could tie the game up here. Coming up next, we have the boys' game between Fort Recovery and Marion Local. This is up and good again. It's a tie game, 34-34. Marion Local playing their second straight night of close basketball. They lost last night to St. Henry, 45-43. 34-34 is the score at the moment. Fort Recovery will play St. Henry tomorrow night. Shots fired up, no good. Rebound up and in by the Lady Flyers, Unrest. She now has 17 points on the night, leading all scorers. That gives the Flyers a two-point lead, 36-34. Callie Wendell will come around, feeds over to Kennedy Mollenkamp. Almost lost the ball. Kennedy hands it over to Callie. Callie circles left. Comes back out towards the top. Over to Kennedy Mollenkamp. Right side it goes. Sage loophole. Sage passing inside to Carly Niekamp. Oh, missed the shot. Had a great position. Just couldn't get the shot to go down. Minute 23 left to go. Shot from the left side by Winter. It's no good. Rebound up. No good. Kennedy Mollenkamp on the missed shot by Nora Eckstein. And here come the Lady Indians with the ball. Trailing 36-34. A minute to go in this game. Here's Carly Niekamp inside. A collision. Lost the ball. Marion Local has the basketball. Down comes Unrest. Knocked away by McKenna Hillskamp, and she is fouled out of the game. McKenna Hillskamp fouls out of the game with 57 seconds to go in the contest. A tough blow for the Lady Indians. McKenna was the leading scorer for Fort Recovery tonight with 13 points. Nice job by the freshman. Marion Local will put it in play here, leading by 2 points, and they got called for... Nope, they didn't get called for 5 seconds. They're calling a timeout. Timeout for Marion Local to keep from turning the ball over on the five-second call. 57 seconds left. 36-34. Lady Indians trailing by two.
I know what you're thinking. You don't want to come home from work shaking your head wondering, is this all there is? Well, Hull Brothers and Fort Recovery is your local Case IH and Kubota dealer, and we need technicians and mechanics for our service department. Are you technically inclined and enjoy working on farm equipment? Well, give us a call. Hull Brothers has very competitive pay and great benefits, and we'll pay you while we train you. Experienced technicians are preferred, but that's not required. Call us today or apply online and join the Hull Brothers team.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Forsyth Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
Here at the Portside Fieldhouse, less than a minute to go, 57 seconds. Marion Local leading 36-34. Marion Local will have the ball after the foul. Tossing it in here will be Maya Eckstein. Eckstein goes into Unrest. Unrest with the basketball. And it looks like Marion Local is going to spread it out now and try to hold the ball. Unrest out front. 42 seconds left. Right side it goes to Eckstein. Back to Unrest. And there is a foul on Fort Recovery. Fort Recovery still has another foul to give before they would be shooting free throws. Timeout Fort Recovery now. Lady Indians call time here in the Hall Brothers fourth quarter of play. We'll be back.
Your home is your biggest investment, and at the St. Henry Bank, we can show you how you can make the equity you've built up in your home work for you. With a home equity loan from the St. Henry Bank, you can use the money to make your home improvements, consolidate credit card debt, pay for college, take that dream vacation you've always wanted. The St. Henry Bank helps you unlock endless possibilities. Stop in and see us today.
We take pride in taking care of you.
The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
36 seconds left in the game now. Fort Recovery with a 2-point deficit, 36-34. Marion Local on top. Again, thanks to Hall Brothers for being our fourth quarter scoreboard sponsor. Don't forget they have an outstanding parts department. All the parts you'll ever need at Hall Brothers Incorporated. And they're proud of their great service department as well for your farm machinery. Your Case IH and Kubota dealer, Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery. Marion Local puts the ball in play, goes in the backcourt. They bring it up now. Unrasked with it. Another foul on Carly Niekamp. So one more foul, and they're going to force Marion Local to shoot the ball at the free throw line. Be nice if they could steal it away. Marion Local puts the ball in play. And there's a foul called on Carly Niekamp. Now shooting at the line will be Dirksen. Allison Dirksen steps up there for the second time tonight. She's one out of two at the free throw line. This one's up and it's good. That makes it a 3-point game at 37-34. Still plenty of time for Fort Recovery with 29 seconds left here in the Hall Brothers fourth quarter. This is also good. 38-34. Indians need to score now real quickly. Anything at all for them. Two-pointers fine. Cameron Mullenkamp to Callie Wendell over on the left side to Carly Niekamp. Back to Callie. Callie dribbles, lost the ball. Picked up by Cameron Mullenkamp and a foul's called on Marion Local. I think they're going to whistle that on Maya Eckstein. I think that's only the third foul on Marion Local, maybe the second. So Fort Recovery is not going to be shooting any free throws. Pass comes in to Carly, back out to Callie Wendell. Callie over on the right side to Mullenkamp, fires and hits. 3-point basket for Kennedy Mullenkamp. Cuts the lead to one. I guess two. Cuts the lead to two at 38-36. Yeah, cuts the lead to 2 points. 38-36. Marion Local on top. 4.9 seconds, though, is all that's left. We'll be back in a moment.
Hi, this is Jerry Kopp with Kopp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Manage your medical conditions where it is most comfortable for you, at home. Kopp Pharmacy IV team can bring high-quality care to where you live. For individuals facing a chronic illness, recuperating from surgery, or being treated for an infection, Kopp Pharmacy Home Infusion Services can be a safe and cost-effective alternative to an extended hospital stay or placement in a nursing home. So call Kopp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio at 800-686-2314. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Hall Brothers Incorporated, our fourth quarter scoreboard sponsor here tonight and throughout the season. When you need outstanding service for your farm or lawn and garden equipment, think of your friends at Hall Brothers Incorporated in Fort Recovery, Ohio. They've been serving our area for well over 100 years. Hall Brothers, Fort Recovery. Marion Local will toss it in. They have the advantage. Only 5 seconds left. There's a foul called on Kennedy Mullenkamp right away. Only a few ticks of the clock. 4.5 seconds still left. And Unrask will go to the free throw line. She's only hit one out of four tonight. She'll be shooting two here. There's no more one-and-ones, as you'll recall, with the rule change. Fort Recovery hoping for at least one miss, and there it is. Fort Recovery will have 4.5 seconds left in the game. One more for Unrest. It's up, and it is good this time. Now Coach Deitch is going to call time to set up a hopefully three-point shot to tie the game. 39-36, 4.5 seconds left to go. Fort Recovery will have the basketball when we come back after this commercial break.
Hull Brothers and Fort Recovery sells and services Case IH and Kubota farm equipment. We back up everything we sell and other brands of farm equipment. And that's where you come in. We need diesel technicians, combine and harvest technicians, and equipment set up. At Hull Brothers, we'll give you very competitive pay, great benefits, and paid training. Starting pay is based on experience. You ought to consider joining the Hull Brothers team in Fort Recovery, serving the area's farmers since 1896.
Okay, back here at the Portside Fieldhouse. We're down to the last 5 seconds, actually 4.5 seconds of the game. Fort Recovery will have the ball. They need a three-point basket to tie the game. Trailing by three right now, 39-36. Been a very competitive game, except for when Marion Local jumped out to an 8-0 lead early, but Fort Recovery came back and eventually got the lead at one time. Here's Lutho coming down. He will be fouled by Unrest. So Lutho will be shooting with 1.4 seconds to go. Oh, no, she won't be shooting. They're not. Fort Recovery's not in the bonus yet. Here we go. Still have 1.4 left. Somebody get the shot off, and Fort Recovery calls timeout. Coach Deitch is going to talk more about the last-second strategy here. They need a three-point basket. 39-36. 1.4 seconds left to go in the game. Marion Local leads by three. Again, stay tuned. After this game, we'll have the boys' game for you coming up between Marion Local and Fort Recovery. Tomorrow night we'll be over at St. Henry, the same deal. The battle of State Route 119 between Fort Recovery and St. Henry tomorrow night. And again, those games will be at St. Henry. Girls game starting at 6, boys game to follow at 7:30. And Fort Recovery's boys will also play a regular season game here on Saturday against Lincoln View. Here at the Portside Fieldhouse. We may or may not be broadcasting that game, but it definitely will be on FortRecoveryRadio.com. Tomorrow night's games will be on both WPGW and FortRecoveryRadio.com. And then Saturday could be on both, maybe just on FortRecoveryRadio.com. Here we go. 1.4 seconds left. Niekamp will fire over to Kennedy Mollenkamp, intercepted by Marion Local, and that's the end of the game. Pass was too shallow, and Unrest, Ava Unrest, stole the ball, and the game is over, and Marion Local has won 39-36. Fort Recovery led by 1 point going into the final quarter, 28-27, but Marion Local outscoring Fort Recovery in the fourth quarter, 12-8. So Marion Local wins by three. Congratulations to the Lady Flyers. They have split now on the two games. Last night they lost to St. Henry 45-43. Tonight they beat Fort Recovery 39-36. Let's give you the scoring in the ball game. For the victorious Marion Local Lady Flyers, Ava Unrest led the team with 18 points. She had all two-point goals tonight, except for two free throws. She had 3, 6, and 8 two-point goals, and then was 2 out of 6 at the free throw line. So that was about the only negative I could say about Ava Unrest tonight, as her free throw shooting was not the greatest. 2 out of 6. Again, she gets 8 two-point goals to lead her team with 18 total points. Allison Dirksen had 10 points, including a big three towards the end there. She also had 2 free throws. She had 2 two-point goals, a 3-point goal, and was 3 out of 4 at the free throw line for her 10 points. Maya Eckstein had 5 points on the night on 2 two-point goals and 1 out of 2 at the line. And Audra Winner had 4 points on a two-point goal on two out of two at the line. And then Nora Eckstein closed out the scoring on a two-point goal for Marion Local. Again, Ava Unrath with 18. Allison Dirksen with 10. Five for Maya Dirksen. Correction, five for Maya Eckstein. Four for Audrey Winter. Two for Nora Eckstein. For the Lady Indians, falling short by 3 points. They were led in scoring tonight by McKenna Hillscamp. She ended up tonight with 13 points on three threes and had 2 two-point goals for 13. Kennedy Mollenkamp also had a nice night. She had 2 two-point goals and two three-point goals and two two-point goals for a total of 10 there, and also was 3 out of 4 at the line for 13 for Kennedy Mollenkamp. 4 points for Sage Luthold on 2 two-point goals. 2 points for Cameron Mollenkamp on a two-point goal. 1 point for Sophia Guggenbeller on 1 out of 2 at the line. And 3 points for Callie Wendell. Callie had 1 out of 2 at the line and a two-point goal for Callie Wendell. I was kind of thinking she might have had a 3 in there instead of a 2, but that's what I have here on my sheet. I'll double-check it later. 14-9, Lady Indians trailed at the first quarter. They trailed at halftime 16-15. Marion Local on top by 1. After 3, McKenna Hillscamp led the Lady Indians in the last minute, and Fort Recovery took a 28-27 lead after 3. And the final again was 39-36. Fort Recovery with, once again, a 3-point loss in that game. We'll be back in a moment here on PG-14 and J-Country 101 right after we pause for this.
Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio was being brought to you by
WPGW AM and FM Portland.